Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 6 today, verses 11 and 12. Matthew 6, verses 11 and 12. We're in the middle of what we call the Lord's Prayer, or the model or template for prayer that Jesus taught. And we're in verses 11 and 12 today, Matthew chapter 6. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Let me read this to you again. I'm going to get our challenge from these two verses today. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. Folks, God is our source for everything. We need to seek Him and trust Him for everything. Every single thing we need, it comes from Him. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, what have you received that wasn't already given to you? What do you have that wasn't received? In other words, we may think that we're able to take care of ourselves, but actually, apart from God providing for us, we can't. And many people have probably been through situations where they realize and had to be reminded of their dependence on God. That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 8, God tells the nation of Israel, as they're about to go into the promised land through Moses, he said, remember how the Lord your God led you all these years in the wilderness. He brought you into a place where there was no food, no water, and he did it to humble you, remind you of your dependence on him. And he also did it to show you what was in your hearts, and also did it to show you that you need to follow him and his word, and he'll provide for you. He made you hungry, he made you thirsty, and he fed you. Folks, let me just tell you, that's why we pray before our meals. Not because if we don't, the food will taste bad or give us an upset stomach. The reason we bow our heads and thank God for our food and ask the blessing actually needs to be just a reminder to us of, Lord, you provide everything. And even this meal that's sitting before me, you have provided it. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for the fact that I have daily bread and you feed me. Thank you, Lord, that you actually feed me very, very well. Here in America, we eat very, very well in comparison to many places in the world. We need to acknowledge God's provision. God, you're the one who provides my daily bread. Oh, and you also provide my daily forgiveness. Now, please understand, if you've been born again through faith in Jesus Christ, as you've already heard me teach on in other radio programs, you've been made perfect. You've been given the righteousness of Christ. Yet, we're still in that process of having our sanctification go on. Let me explain. In John chapter 13, in verses 1 through 11, the Bible talks about how Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Well, in verse 6, it says, he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered, what I'm doing you don't understand now, but afterwards you will understand. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I don't wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, the one who is bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you, for he knew who was to betray him. And that's why he said, not all of you are clean. Now, as Jesus goes and he begins to wash his disciples' feet, we've been told for years that this Jesus was teaching on service. And actually, there's more to it than that. There's lots of passages that talk about how we're to serve one another. But in this situation, Jesus is teaching about sanctification. He said, you don't understand what I'm doing right now, Peter. Peter understood that Jesus was serving him. And Jesus said, no, there's something more than this. You don't understand, but later you will. And Peter says, I'm not going to let you wash my feet. Jesus says, well, if you don't let me wash you, you have no part with me. Peter said, then give me the whole bath, hands and head. Jesus said, look, if you've already had your bath, you don't need to be cleaned again. And you're already clean, but you need your feet washed. That's the daily sanctification. We're to thank God and ask God for our daily bread. And we're also to ask him to forgive our debts as we've also forgiven our debtors. Now, we're going to share more about that on Thursday. We need to seek his daily cleansing and then pass it on to others. Jesus himself even said after he washed their feet, he goes, if I've done this for you, you need to do this for others. In other words, if I've forgiven you of your daily sins, that the foot washing here that needed to happen, you need to do the same thing for your brothers and your sisters. You need to be willing to forgive others as God's forgiven you. So today's challenge is simply this. Are you looking to God for your daily provision of your food physically and your daily provision of your spiritual need of cleansing? Yes, I've been made righteous. I've been given righteousness through Jesus Christ. Yet I still sin and you still sin. And we daily need to say, Father, wash my feet. I got my feet dirty. Thank you that I'm already clean, but I need my daily cleansing. Jesus taught us to pray this way, with a daily acknowledgement of our need of him for food and spiritual health. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.